Thank you, Tabernacle Choir.
What a
choir that is, and what an inspiration for
all
of us. My dear brothers and sisters, not long ago, I was in the
middle of a conversation with a colleague
on a topic that would specifically benefit her two children.
A rift had grown between them. Okposugodi sireka bungode kammo enye ma anyungo nam keto mbono eye yom fanado
would reconcile her children and all would be well. This good sister
edicate ket otun tun kenyenede kemme afyon ebede mi ditngi komba sifanade ekesewo kufowa basi ye ekondo tunde mboridem. That is a
not only for
the church,
which has a more powerful effect upon the minds of the people than anything else.
Sister, I pray
the Spirit will touch your children's hearts.
Satan amana manye etensu
allowed these feelings to ripen spiritu
soa idiogesit Adam fana esin kubonowo tutu
the father of Satan's lies since those the spirit of envy and hatred has
Adam fana
esin kubonowo
tutu Saul amayom diwo David
nito
Jacob eme Eyom diwot eyene kammo Joseph Lemon Yelemwe Emeswa Nephi Amalekai Emanyoswa Moronai Mekereke kukurowo ke dreamboat eyene idiok spirit usio usiene
by the destructive spirit of contention
obagene odong disio usiene adanyino tunusung tutu nyini kutke idiok nte moedi
in ourselves, when we feel hurt, angry, or envious,
it is not
easy to judge other people, often assigning dark motives to their actions in order to justify our own feelings of resentment. Of course, we know this is wrong. The doctrine is clear. We all depend on the Savior. None of us can be saved without Him.
It will be me about infinite
and eternal. Forgiveness for our sins comes with conditions. We must repent and we must be willing to forgive others.
Jesus
said, for he that forgives and hold grudges. And we certainly don't like it when people judge us. But when it comes to our own prejudices, and grievances, we too often justify our anger as righteous
and our judgment
as reliable and only
appropriate.
Though we cannot look into another's heart, we assume that we know a bad motive or even a bad person when we see one. We make exceptions when it comes to our own bitterness because we feel that, in our case,
We have all the information we need to hold someone else in contempt. The Apostle
Paul came with Romans. I read that. Oh, okay, be a dick bear. I know. And you know, come up here, inexcusable. The moment we did not tell, as I know you be me, be
we condemn,
defend, Eddie.
Ndi
tren di fene di do mi fonke.
Mbe Jesus,
ama eme ebo, ndo tono yukut, ken tagi do ntem. Kaba edi fen. Andi nya etinga ngwa ngwa eteo.
They were afflicted and sorely chastened. Our Savior has spoken so clearly But then he said, but of you it is required to forgive all men. May I add a footnote
number four.
When the Lord requires that we forgive all men, that includes ourselves.
Sometimes of all people in the world, the one is the hardest person,
as well as perhaps the one who is most in need of our forgiveness, is the person looking back at us in the mirror. This topic of judging others could actually be taught in a two-word sermon. When it comes to gossiping, ignoring, ridiculing, holding grudges, or wanting to cause harm, please apply the following.
Stop
it. It's that simple. We simply have to stop judging others. And replace judgmental thoughts and feelings with a heart full of love for God and His children. God is our Father. We are His children. We are brothers and sisters. I don't know exactly how judging is going on, not judging others, with sufficient eloquence, passion, and persuasion to make it stick. I can quote scripture. I can try to explain doctrine. I will even quote a bumper sticker I recently saw. It was attached to the back of a car whose driver appeared to be a little rough around the edges. But the words on the sticker prodded inside the lesson. Don't judge me because I sin differently than you. We must recognize that we're all imperfect. Haven't we all, meekly approached the mercy seat and pleaded for grace? Haven't we wished with all the energy of our souls for mercy to be forgiven for the mistakes we have made and the sins we have committed? Because we all depend on the mercy of God. My beloved brothers and sisters, should we not forgive as we wish and forgive? Is this difficult to do?
Yes, of
course. Forgiving ourselves and others is not easy. In fact, for most of us, it requires a major change in our attitude and way of thinking,
even
a change of heart. But there's
some good news. This change of heart
is exactly what the gospel of Jesus Christ is designed to bring about, to bring into our life. How is it done?
enam didi emi oto ki ma abasi kini esi nyin oyogode yi ma abasi nti ye disa na mkpo etube kuwem nyin nyininam ibere abasi nyininam ibere abasi kori ibere siye ison kikan owo oke edu de kabon akane kondo nti ye ma abasi akara edu wem nyin ye edu nyin nti ma basi etenyin okponde kesit nyin edi memme mkpo nyin ndi ma owefen
nti
yagde esit nyin ino ima basi ekimi diok
esit
eyekpong nyin
as always. Christ is our
example. Christ is our example. It is Jesus in his life. He showed us the way. He forgave the wicked. The Lord is the one who is suffering
and to do him harm.
Jesus said, it is easy to love those who love us.
Even the wicked can do that.
But Jesus Christ has a higher law.
His words echoed through the centuries and are meant for us today. They are meant for all who desire to be his disciples. They are meant for you and me.
Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you.
When our hearts are filled with the love of God, we
are kind to one another, tender heart, forgive each other, even as God for Christ's sake. Nte basiye tuade wombom kintak Christ. Edisa nima Christ, ekeme ndisi yombare toke nyin nyin. Onyuwa nam ikud owo nte, andiburo kude, nte mbun. Mi nyene ke mfonma, edi emi ekeme de, ndi nam tre.
Imperfect mortals who have potential and worth far beyond our capacity to imagine. Because God loves us so much.
Kintak abasi. Nyin imama inyungi fefen inombone fen. Ndi mandi teka iban yiden. Eda membu memi edomi den bufo. Nte mbo udomo. Ndi afo emenye ni idiore sida bangawo. Nte afo emesi ten iko edem. Kini afo kemede fiogde te kese eten de ro edin so. Ndi emesi sarawo kentang po emi enye kainamde.
Do you secretly envy another? Do you wish to cause harm to someone? If you answer any of your questions, then you want to apply the two-word sermon from the Lord.
In the world of accusations and unfriendliness, it's easy to gather
and pass stones.
Edi memmem mkpo owo ndi tan nyung tobi chat edi mbemiso nyin inam tre jangini iti mi ko obongo ke dogode enye ro mi nam ke idiok ke tumbufu ya ganye to tobi chat ndi toeka yagi yak iti anyin inim kiso jangini fani ido jangini fani ino kereken ya itingi iko ke emem ya kereken.
The love of God fills our hearts. Let us do good
and trouble.
The Savior promised, give and it shall be given unto you.
You
shall press down and shaken together, running over.
For
with the same measure that you use, it shall be measured to you again.
Ku kemu domo afu domo de kedi domi nafu. Ndi yangu hantem ikmi nam kenyi ni fani ido. Ife ni nyung inyene ima tutu. Utu ki idiogido.
Jak nintembe
Jesus Christ. Ino eti ki idiog. Jak nyin kusi usiene me yagi jare esit nyin. Okbono kan nyin. Kore ewe deite. Usene di okum. Aminye na otip. Abongado. Kuswa afu okobde byong. Na anye udia. Okobde nsari itong. Na anye wong.
ku yak idiok mkpọ akan fi edi kan idiok mkpọ ye mfon ti ke akpatre edi mme anditua owo mbom ke edi tua mmo mbom nte mbunu fọ abasi eke ekpere edemeni itie nyini dude yak idiok onyin nte mbunu emi ema ade kere eke ema kere eke
There's
enough heartache and sorrow in this life for our
stubbornness.
We are not perfect. The people around us are not perfect.
We do
things that annoy us.
In this mortal life, it will always be that way.
Nevertheless, we must go off our grievances.
Part of the purpose of mortality is to learn how to let go of those things. That is the Lord's way. Remember,
heaven is filled with those who have physical enemies.
They are forgiven. And they forgive.
You lay
your burden at the Savior's feet.
Let go of joy. Allow Christ's atonement to change and heal your heart. Love one another. Forgive one another.
That merciful will obtain mercy.
Of this I testify, in the name of the one who loved so well and so completely, that he gave his life for us. Christ.
In the sacred name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.